Do you have a true scary story you want to see on this channel thingy that I have? Go to astheravendreams.com/submit or check the links down below. And thank you. This happened a few days ago. I decided to wait to post about it until he got home, for my safety, and to make sure that I had the chance to talk to him first. I'm an only child and I live at home with my parents. My mom is currently in a different state for work, and has been for 10 weeks. On Friday, at around 5 a.m., my dad left to go to his friend's house in New Hampshire to golf, and he got back on Sunday afternoon. My dad and I share chores around the house while my mom is gone, and I'm extremely weird with touching wet food or just old food in general, so my dad always rinses the dishes and then runs the dishwasher, and all I have to do is put them away. Our dishwasher automatically opens when it's finished cleaning, and that's how I know when they're ready to be put away. He left for New Hampshire Friday morning, before I woke up. I was upstairs doing homework and watching Netflix, basically all morning, until I went down to eat lunch before work. I made myself one of those microwave mac and cheese cup things, and went into the silverware drawer to get a fork, and noticed that there was barely any in there. We have big forks and little forks, and I prefer the big ones, but there were only little ones left. I looked in the dishwasher, which was closed, meaning it was empty, but I checked just in case it was closed by accident. There was nothing in there. I remember being super confused because the sink was empty, and so was the dishwasher. So, I had no clue where all the dishes and silverware were. I decided to just ask my dad later when he called to check in on me, as he always does when he is away, and just grabbed one of the forks from the drawer and ate my mac and cheese. After I got home from work, I made myself some pasta for dinner. Don't flame me for only eating pasta all day. I'm lazy, okay? When I finished, I walked over to the drawer and got annoyed when I remembered that there was only little forks in there. I turned around to grab my phone to call my dad and ask him where everything was, since he hadn't called me yet. And when I did, the dishwasher caught my eye. It was open. I looked inside and it was full of clean dishes. There were all my big forks, and all the dishes I had used recently. Everything. I was absolutely terrified. I don't know why it scared me so bad, but it did. I grabbed my pasta, my phone, and a fork as fast as I could out of the dishwasher, and bolted up the stairs to my room. I immediately called my dad and told him what happened, and asked when he did the dishes last. He said he did them that morning before he left for New Hampshire. I asked if he came home at all, and he said no. I am literally 100% positive that the dishwasher was empty when I made the mac and cheese earlier that day. I wasn't half asleep, I wasn't under the influence, I wasn't imagining it, nothing. As I said before, I'm an only child. My mom is on the other side of the country, and my dad was 3 hours away by the time I even woke up that day. No one has keys to my house but us. Then, I was trying to think of everything I could to explain it. I was like, did someone break in, do my dishes, take nothing and then leave? Do I have a second dishwasher I never noticed until now and I got them mixed up? Did I fall asleep and sleepwalk and do my dishes? The part that scares me the most is the fact that the dishes weren't in the sink either the first time. They literally just were nowhere. Where were they? I know that this is a super long and detailed story about some stupid freaking forks, but I still am terrified. I don't know what to think about this. Okay, this literally just happened to me and two friends earlier today, just a few hours ago, and we are completely and utterly confused as to what could have happened to us. I would love to know if this has happened to anyone else or not. Myself and my friends, Sarah and Gwen, made a trip of about 30 miles from our hometown in Campbell County, Tennessee, to Oak Ridge, Tennessee, to visit the DMV. I know this route well, and I'm very familiar with Clinton and Oak Ridge, so I don't need to GPS my destination. We do our business, and we're heading back, talking and laughing and having a normal conversation. I'm driving the four-lane road that curves around the shape of the river. The river is very close to the highway in the area that we were traveling. I'm just driving and talking, and all of a sudden we all get quiet at the same time, as we realize that we have no idea where we are. We're on an unfamiliar two-lane road in a somewhat rural area, rather than a busy four-lane highway, and we don't know how we ended up there. I pull over, and we consult the GPS to check our location. And somehow, we're 5 miles down Andersonville Highway, 5 miles past our exit to get back on the interstate from Clinton. Last thing any of us remembered passing was the river, but somehow we had traveled all the way through Clinton, past our exit, and 5 miles down a two-lane road without any of us recalling driving that far. I had to turn around and drive exactly 4.7 miles back, the way that we came, to reach the interstate exit. No way could I have gotten lost. Even on autopilot, my brain would have taken the interstate exit, so how the hell did we end up that far past it? And even if by some oddball chance that I did, why did neither Sarah nor Gwen notice that? I mean, hello, why are we driving for several miles on a two-lane road? It was like we all noticed at the same exact time that we weren't quite where we were supposed to be. The kicker? According to the clock in my SUV and all three phones, we drove that far in a third of the time it should have taken us. We had gotten from the DMV to the location that I pulled over to check my GPS in less than 10 minutes. So, what in the actual hell happened to us here? Teleporting? A glitch? We don't know, but it was weird. And at least we all three witnessed the strangeness of whatever happened. If I had been alone, I would have thought that I was losing my mind. I hope this never happens to me again, because it's going to drive us all up the wall, now just wondering what could have happened. It's puzzling and confusing, but I don't think we will ever get any answers. This is an experience that has haunted me for maybe 8 years. I was in high school. I was standing outside of my dad's house on the lawn at night. I had noticed the moon was very clear and full, and I wanted to go stare at it. I was by myself. The moon was directly overhead, so I tilted my head back to look at it. I stared at it for about a minute, then it slowly, but visibly, started to move across the sky. At first, I thought it was an illusion of the clouds moving past it, but then I realized that in order to keep it in sight, I was tilting my head farther and farther back, until my neck was uncomfortable from bending it backwards. It ended up moving a few degrees across the sky in a matter of a minute. For the whole minute, I watched with a strange calmness, and I didn't take my eyes off of it for a second. I think I was in disbelief and couldn't stop watching, because it was so insane. After a minute, I realized something was really wrong, and I started panicking. I have a panic disorder. Here's where it continues to be weird. I run back inside to my dad, hyperventilating, and grabbing onto him for safety. We don't have a great relationship, and he's weird about my anxiety issues, so I try to never show this side of myself in front of him. He said, "What happened? What's wrong?" And I choked out, "The moon moved across the sky really fast." He didn't even ask questions for any clarification. He took me into the bathroom and told me to wash my face, which I did. That helped me breathe normally, but then I wanted to go back outside to see if the moon was in the same spot, or if it moved more while I wasn't watching. He wouldn't let me go back outside. He said, "You don't need to check it out." I kept saying I really wanted to, and he just kept saying, "You don't need to do that." Then he made me sit on the couch for about 30 minutes. After a while, he said, "Okay, now let's go look together." So we looked. I couldn't tell where it was in relation to before, or where it was supposed to be, but it was sitting still. His calm, no-questions-asked attitude in that moment was uncharacteristic to the point of being complete opposite of his personality. It was so weird to me that he kept repeating that I didn't need to look at it. The whole experience was 100% bizarre. I'm super not smart about astronomy. It is confusing. But doesn't the moon normally move only a small amount per hour? Something you should know is that I have a very silly sense of humor. I don't tell dad jokes. I tell grandpa jokes. Jokes so corny that they make everyone groan and roll their eyes. This is relevant because I sometimes think of a good pun and then sit on it for ages before dropping it at just the right moment. Sometime late last year, I had a funny phrase pop into my mind. It had to do with the old balding pilots who fly for one of our nation's biggest air travel businesses, American Airlines. I giggled to myself, imagining it as a slogan above a beaming man in a flight uniform, arms akimbo, hairline so receded that it's behind his ears, scalp shining proudly. Later, I decided it would be funnier to have three old pilots standing together, all in various stages of male pattern baldness. Might make a funny little comic or a doodle. For some reason, that phrase kept coming back to my mind for months. American Airlines. I didn't think much of it, since I'm always collecting and mulling over silly puns. Then, I forgot about it for a while. So, imagine my surprise as I'm driving into the Chicago airport last week and see a giant billboard that says American Airlines, with, if I remember correctly, three balding men on it. It was an ad for hair restoration. This is in no way too strange to be a coincidence, but it's still strange. I had my whole life to think of that joke, and I just happened to think of it months before this ad campaign. It could very well have come to me at the exact same time as it came to the creator of that ad. I think of Russell Wallace, to whom the idea of natural selection came spontaneously in a fever dream at the same time as friend Darwin was hard at work privately on the same thing. I think of how many people attest that they jumped out of bed suddenly, the moment their family member on the opposite side of the country was in trouble. I think of the 100th monkey theory, and the idea that if a certain thought is loud enough, or disseminated to enough people, someone else might hear it, without knowing where it came from. Or somebody happened to think of the same oddly specific dumb joke around the same time as me. So, this happened a few months ago. I was driving back home from a late dinner with my girlfriend and for our weekly date night dinner out. I was driving my lifted older truck and was cutting through a neighborhood to bypass some traffic. Essentially, just stop sign after stop sign. We approached one stop sign, and I noticed a car coming from the right. And as I always do, I made sure to check if it's a four-way stop or a two-way with the pass-through. Just in case, I don't make the mistake of assuming it's a four-way. But this one was a four-way, so cool. I arrived at the stop first, but I just get a weird feeling that I need to make sure this guy stops for me. So I waited an extra 5 seconds, which is a long time at a stop sign. And my girlfriend notices and asks what I'm doing. But she stopped short and noticed my lock-on to the approaching car. I confirmed he's slowing down to a stop, so I pull out into the intersection. Well, this dumbass slows to about 5 miles per hour and rolls the stop sign just as I'm pulling into the middle of his path. I clench my backside in preparation because he's about to hit a 4-inch lifted truck built with solid steel and would probably crunch and then go right under my truck to pancake him. I've seen it before, and it's nasty. My girlfriend screams a little, and we both watch as the inevitable crash seemed to take forever to happen. Then, we watch his headlights go right below the passenger side, but there was zero crunch, jerk, or pain. Huh? We realized he had somehow made it through without a scratch at all. We turn to each other to confirm if that really happened, or didn't, and our looks confirmed it without a word. Then we both turned and looked behind us, only to see that there wasn't any hint of a car leaving the intersection or driving away at all. We still cannot explain it, but I tried not to think too much about it because at least it didn't happen. I honestly kind of thought for a second he just rolled under my truck safely, but that's not possible. This happened the other day at my sister-in-law's wedding. This wedding venue is on an old farm out deep in the country. The owners also have a big renovated farmhouse on the property to rent out instead of using a hotel. Well, my in-laws rented the house out for all of their kids, and significant others, so that we didn't have to take a shuttle to a hotel. After the ceremony, and before the reception, I brought my toddler inside the house to feed him a snack, and to let him cool off. Right next to where we are sitting is the dishwasher. The dishwasher isn't on, nor has it been on since we've been there. No one is in the house, and noise echoes easily throughout the house. I'm organizing my toddler's diaper bag and I decide to take some stuff upstairs to our bedroom before going back out to the reception. I grab my kid, and I take him up with me, and after a minute or two, we go back to the kitchen to grab his diaper bag before heading back out. The moment we enter the kitchen, I noticed the dishwasher was running and was currently on the wash cycle. I was lost since no one came inside. I also confirmed with everyone who had access if they had been in the house just now. And when I opened the dishwasher, it was full of water, like it had been running for a while. I canceled the wash and I let it all drain. I had a feeling that maybe the house has something paranormal in it. I heard loud noises when no one was in the house, but I couldn't prove if it was someone or not, and I personally believe in that stuff. But with how much water was in the dishwasher, it made it seem like more of a glitch in the Matrix than an accidental dishwasher start, or something paranormal. It was nothing big, but I thought I would share. So that was this week's Glitch in the Matrix collection, and hopefully you all enjoyed it. I really hope you did. I know I did. It was a good little collection. Always fun to do these stories, and it seems like you all really enjoy them, so I'm happy to keep doing them. As long as I can keep finding them and getting them submitted to me. That's kind of the rough part of this, so if you have one, please do send it my way. AsTheRavenDreams.com/submit, or check the links down below, of course, but let's move forward to the part where I say thank you for watching, and thank you to everyone who lets me use their stories. Hit that thumbs up button if you enjoyed the video, and subscribe if you're new to the channel. You know this all, you know what I'm going to say, so let's move on to the word of the week. Last week we had quite a few submissions. Thank you to everyone who did submit a sentence. Pictures on screen now. Anyway, let's do this week's word of the week. This week's word of the week is a noun. That noun is bonus. B-O-N-U-S. As in, these words of the week are a bonus part of my video. Definition: something given or paid in addition to what is usual or expected. So, yeah, something in addition to what is expected or strictly due. So a little extra. You know what a bonus is at this point. So anyways, my lovely friends, I hope you all have a beautiful day, and I hope I will see you on the next video. But until then, sleep well.